Startling revelations. What revelations will be made in the day of judgment? Many who have called themselves Christians will be found to have been not servants of God, but servants of themselves. Self has been their center, self-service has been their life work. By living to please themselves and to gain all they could for themselves, they have crippled and dwarfed the capabilities and powers entrusted to them by God. They have not dealt honestly with God. Their lives have been one long system of robbery. These now complain against God and their fellow men, because they are not recognized and favored as they think they ought to be. But their unfaithfulness will be revealed in that day when the Lord judges the cases of all. He will return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not. In that day, those who think that God will accept meager offerings and unwilling service will be disappointed. God will not put his superscription upon the work of any man, high or low, rich or poor, that is not done heartily, faithfully, and with an eye single to his glory. But those who have belonged to the family of God here below, who have striven to honor his name, have gained an experience that will make them as kings and priests unto God, and they will be accepted as faithful servants. To them the words will be spoken, "Well done, good and faithful servant. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord."